Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health. I love food, and so does today's guest, New York Times bestselling author and professional chef, Devin Alexander. Devin has been called a kitchen magician and America's coolest food chef. Having maintained a 55-pound weight loss for over 16 years, she lives and eats her message. You don't have to deprive yourself to be fit and healthy. Devin, welcome to It's Your Health.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad. I loved all of your books. I've made a lot of your recipes, which we'll get to. But if you could tell us about your experiences growing up and how they led you to becoming a kitchen magician.
Well, I grew up, I was 55 pounds, well, actually more than 55 pounds overweight.
When did that turn around? And instead of going out to fast food, you actually started figuring out, hey, wait, I can make, talk about your Biggest Loser cookbooks. Now, everyone who listens to It's Your Health knows I'm a huge fan of the NBC hit show, The Biggest Loser. I love it. Now, I've interviewed Sione Felipe Fa from this past season and Tara Costa, the winner, Helen Phillips, and her daughter, Shannon. And I had a blast with these interviews. And I was wondering how fun it was to actually get to work with the contestants.
It was amazing. Making over dishes like turkey spaghetti. People think that when they go on a diet, that's the last time they'll have.
Yeah, it's like plain grilled chicken and some broccoli, right?
Exactly. And it's so not that. So
then unleash your skinny girl and free yourself from a lifetime of dieting and star of Bravo's hit show, The Real Housewives of New York City. Bethany, welcome to the show. It is so wonderful to have you here.
Thank you.
Can you share with us some of your early experiences and how you think they may have contributed to your interest in healthy living, your creating Bethany Bakes and the writing of Naturally Thin?
I grew up in a very, very toxic environment. Now it's been 17 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list.
And I've been doing for years, which is great, is to spoil your appetite. Now, before every party or family holiday, I always eat a can of Amy's lentil soup. And in your book, you actually mention Amy's soups. The thing I always do is I always bring a big salad or something healthy.
You bring a salad?
Yeah,
or
something.
You're one of those crazy people. I would never tell anyone. I'm never telling anyone in my book to bring a salad.
Dione and Felipe are the biggest losers in my book. They have heart, spirit, drive, and personality. Whose idea was it to try out for The Biggest Loser? And how'd your families feel about that?
This is Sione. It was my idea to try out.
So we just decided to go to the open casting call. That was it.
And what was that like?
Oh, it was nuts. We stood in line for 7 hours. And all we could think about was we got to get to that Chinese buffet. And
so, they had a Chinese buffet?
Right down the street.
And what about you, Felipe? Had you struggled with your weight your whole life?
It was something that happened later on. All through high school and until my high school years, I was known as Skinny Bone Jones.
They used to call me olive oil, actually.
It would have been great.
You talked about how you wanted to take all the lessons you learned and apply them to your everyday life, and that it was time to go home and share what you learned with your family, friends, and community. Can you tell us how that's going?
It's going, you know, just sharing with people what we went through, but hopefully helping people get started as well.
Oh, I think that's awesome. Now, Felipe, I wanted to ask about your father. I know he had had a stroke. How's he doing?
He's doing good.
Maybe we can do a show out there.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Today we are joined by one of America's most popular and beloved personalities, Suzanne Somers. In a multifaceted career that has spanned nearly 3 decades, Suzanne has achieved extraordinary success as an actress, singer, comedian, New York Times bestselling author, entrepreneur.
Your foreword in your wonderful book is written by Julian Whitaker, yes. MD, and quote, conventional medicine's approach to cancer prevention and treatment is a debilitating, often deadly fraud. And she goes on to say, the underlying issue is that the entire cancer treatment industry has been following a faulty paradigm for close to 100 years. And Suzanne, I want to thank you for helping people to make this huge paradigm shift in the way they think about treating cancer.
My mother died of ovarian cancer 14 years ago, and she read everything on alternative and natural living, and she combined it with traditional cancer treatments. Well, she had 27 chemos.
All the doctors say to me, if we could get them before they're all chemoed and radiated, we have tremendous success.
Can you share your stories with us and how they contributed to writing this groundbreaking book?
I had an emergency. Body broke out in welts. I couldn't breathe. 6 doctors confirmed that I had cancer that metastasized through my entire body. Wow, you don't have any cancer at all. And I hope anybody who reads Knockout will walk away with the kind of hope that I have now.
I would love for you to come back sometime.
If you get a hold of me, just call me, and I will do that. I love talking to you, Lisa. Thank you so much. I loved how interested you are. It really means a lot. Thank
oh, good. So well, I want to have you back on soon. Now, joining us tomorrow, thank you, Suzanne.
Okay, bye-bye.
Is the new national celebrity spokesperson on the Holistic Moms Network, actress Maya Bialik from NBC hit television series Blossom.
Have you ever wondered how Heidi Klum looks so amazing so shortly after giving birth? Well, Heidi has an amazing trainer, David Kirsch, whom she highly recommends. Quote, if you need to get fit fast, David knows exactly which moves work best for you what you're trying to accomplish.
Wow. Good morning. Great to be here.
One thing I mentioned in the introduction was how amazing Heidi looks after giving birth. What are some things women can do? Because I have a lot of moms that listen to the show.
I mean, I think the butt book is key.
And I love how you write, quote, here's the thing, I've never come across a butt I couldn't sculpt. I can make them higher, rounder, tighter, larger, and smaller. Now, in fact, you know, some of the women whose backsides you've sculpted, Heidi Klum, Liv Tyler, Naomi Campbell.
I just finished working, and the show was tonight, so I'm very excited about it.
Oh,
Victoria's Secret Runway Show. Oh. It's somebody like J-Lo or Heidi, you know, more pear-shaped, versus Liv Tyler, more apple or even green bean.
Yeah, now you talk about those four body types. You just mentioned the apple, there's a pear, there's a green bean, and then there's the banana. And the banana is the one where you kind of don't really have much of a butt, and so your pants kind of slide right
Well, it's interesting. You're different than the green bean. Green bean is sort of like, the little boy's body. No hips, mm-hmm. no butt.
What type of exercises are best to help make that the best butt that it can be? Do you find that people often think they're pushing themselves hard enough, but they're really not?
Yes, 100%.
I hope you'll come back sometime and talk to us again. This was wonderful.
I have a next one coming out, arms and abs, probably within a month.
Okay, well, great.
I'm so
glad. I can use that as well.
There you go. Have a great, healthy holiday.
You too, David. Take care.
I am a huge fan of the Bravo reality cooking show competition, Top Chef. Season 6 takes place in Las Vegas, and like Vegas, it is fast-paced and fun.
Lisa, that was a beautiful introduction. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Now, in your Get to Know You video on BravoTV.com, you talk about your mom not being a very good cook, and let me tell you, I can completely relate. And you also talk about when you first got interested in cooking from a roommate in college.
She was the first person that really kind of demystified standing in front of the stove and making something delicious.
I've been a fan of Top Chef since season 1. And when did you decide you wanted to be on the show?
I'm not sure I ever decided I wanted to be on it. I'm so happy I did it.
Oh, I'm so happy you did it, too. How did you handle the pressure of those quick fire challenges?
Well, you know, it's funny because when we work in a restaurant, every dish is a quick fire. I have two kinds of lymphoma.
Oh, my goodness. Right. How are you doing now?
I'm very fortunate that we caught it early.
This Thursday is Thanksgiving, and it is a time of getting together with loved ones and eating. Lots and lots of eating. How do you stay on track during the holidays? Joining us today to talk about this and much more are Cynthia Sass, RD, MA, MPH, CCSD, co-author of the New York Times bestseller, The Flat Belly Diet, go-to nutrition gal on national morning shows such as NBC's The Today Show, and a practicing dietitian with a thriving Manhattan practice, and Allie Vincent, the first woman to win The Biggest Loser, and author of the candid book, Believe It, Be It, that is now available everywhere. I'd love it if we could just share just one quick little Thanksgiving memory. Cynthia, if you can start.
You know, in my family, the tradition.
And Allie, how about you?
I think that my favorite part about Thanksgiving.
When I was a kid, my mother was never big on cooking, so we used to get together with family and friends, and we would go to this restaurant called the Royal Fork, and it was this. I'm not joking. Allie, how have things changed for you for Thanksgiving and Christmas and other holidays?
The serving utensils in each of the food are actually measured.
Now, usually you just have the biggest spoon you can find, right? Keep listening. In a moment, we'll continue with the holiday talk with the wonderful chef Devin Alexander and the winner of last season's The Biggest Loser, Helen Phillips. So stay tuned.
How many of you are facing challenges taking care of an elderly parent or other elderly relative? Joining us today to shed some light on this important issue are Michael Tucker and Jill Eikenberry on NBC's long-running hit series, L.A. Law. Now, Michael, you talk about being a bagel and cream cheese Jew and growing up with extended family as a constant presence. And even though I'm also a bagel and cream cheese Jew, I grew up with what you refer to as the American model, with extended family living all over the map. Jill, now, did you grow up with extended family, or did you have a more American model? And also, this question's for both of you. How did your own upbringing affect your views of family and what that means?
Yeah, my mom was one of six. My dad's family, my father was one of 15, reminded me how Jewish I am.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I used to wish I was Italian, and my parents would say, we're Jewish. That's close enough.
How come you talk like it is?
Yeah, it's funny the things that we think of when we're kids. And speaking of kids, Jill, I know that you had a lot of responsibility growing up. And if you can talk about that and how that affected this whole process with your mother.
Well, I was an only child.
Your book was such a pleasure to read. And I mentioned the humor earlier, and I wanted to read one of my favorite passages. You're having dinner or lunch with some friends in Italy, and Jill's talking about her mother and her mother being forgetful. And Michael, you write Jill saying, quote, "I mean, she forgets things sometimes, but so does Mike, for God's sake. I waved across the table and thanked her for pointing this out." Now, having that family is so important because there are a lot of difficult issues to face. And one of them is the issue of control, which is a central issue in your book. You know, your mother, Jill, feels like she's losing control. You two are both not as in control of your future as you thought, now that you need to take this on. And Michael, you actually do my homework for me because you bring up some really tough questions in the book. Quote, "Who would call the shots when Laura signs a power of attorney? Does that mean she's handing over to Jill and by extension to me control over her life?" Jill and Michael, this has been such a pleasure. This has been such an enjoyable show. I just want to go eat and have a big bowl of pasta, whole wheat, of course. But I want to thank you again. And I encourage everyone to go out and get Family Meals. It is such a heartwarming and humorous book. So thanks again.
Thanks. This was a wonderful interview.
Yeah.